Was this the first of its, like the, I mean, the first training that U.S. Steel, like the first training school that U.S. Steel?
No, U.S. Steel had 31 crafts.
Oh, okay.
And they had a big school. I went through, see, as a machinist through their training.
Okay.
But with the amount of technical things that you had to have for mobile equipment, and it was even hard getting manufacturer reps in for some of the equipment. We had a lot of equipment, you know, rubber tire, dump trucks, loaders, crawler shovels, a lot of equipment, and had to maintain it all. And
so it was the first mobile equipment type school?
It was for U.S. Steel, yeah.
Okay.
And it was a 3.5-year course that they went through. They would come to the classroom for training, then they would go into their respective shops that they worked in, garages, shops, and we kept grades and evaluations on them by their supervisors, and would move them up every 6 months. We'd move them up until they reach a journeyman status.
Hmm.
We did a lot of hands-on training. You know, we had cutaways of all the different injection pumps and stuff like that. We made them ourselves. And a lot of movies, a lot of training aids. That's the way the military does it, a lot of training aids. So that's what we did.
What made you, I mean, because, you know, was it that you, after having been through the military and going through that training regime, did you just come out of it feeling that, you know what, something's missing here?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to the military at the time I was doing building this school, and I was using what I learned there to help set up programs, because I developed instructors' guides so that every class that started, you know, like every year or every 6 months, maybe another group started. And we always wanted to make sure that they got the same quality of training.
Hmm.
You know, even though we may have changed instructors, they had instructors' guides, books for each subject, whether it was mechanical drawing, blueprint reading, you know, piping diagrams, wiring diagrams. And it was really successful. It did great. Matter of fact, one of my apprentices is now the superintendent of that division.
Hmm. And I would imagine it's also safety ratings have risen as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, the whole thing was, all the apprenticeships were dissolved when U.S. Steel got in a lot of trouble. And they started selling off their subsidiaries and everything, and they abolished all the apprenticeship programs. And they're still running, though. I don't know how, but because everything's so highly technical, you know. But they're still going. But that's about the same time that, well, anyway, before I get ahead of myself, the vice president of Ohio Barge Line contacted my boss, the superintendent, because he used to work in Pittsburgh.
What year is this?
At Homestead Works, and which is U.S. Steel.
Right.
And then he came to Gary Works and took over that portion of the division, the maintenance. And so he was well known, and this vice president contacted him because he was looking for a manager of maintenance for, he was vice president of Ohio Barge Line, Barge Company, which was a wholly owned subsidiary of United States Steel in Pittsburgh. So he put my name in for it, my boss did, and the vice president came out and talked to me, interviewed me, and I showed him around the facilities, the school and stuff like that, and I guess he was impressed enough with what I had done and what I was presently doing to offer me a job.
What year is this?
Pittsburgh, 1975.
75, okay.
Yeah. So in 75, I accepted and I went to Pittsburgh and took over the managing the maintenance of the barges and the boats. Our company was small. We only had, at the time I went there, we had 9 boats and maybe 500 barges. Mm-hmm. And then it grew and grew, you know, as through the years. And then in 1985, that's when everything crashed at U.S. Steel, when they cut out the apprenticeships and sold off subsidiaries. They sold the barge company in 85 to Ingram. And Ingram bought it. Now I had 29 years service in U.S. Steel, and I was concerned, you know, I didn't have enough to retire with the 30 years, and I was too young. They did your age and years of service. I was too young for that. So it was pretty upsetting. But then Ingram carried all my time over, and I went to work for him, and it was a blessing in disguise. You know, it was really good.